if we were to talk about our style as a whole, as the Alpha Collective, I think we more or less quite often relate or react to quite traditional ways of working on stage, and lots of difference, and we react to it, or we use it without too much respect. We just use it as we want to, and like throw ourselves between them and mix them. And
the issues that we deal with are like very sort of queer, feministic, and quite radical sometimes. But we also work quite hard with like not making a comment about it, and trying to be whatever we want to be instead of commenting it on stage or trying to teach something, but rather being. And I think that also creates something for that would not be sort of directed towards only women or only people in this group, even though we are also of course popular in these areas. But
the topic that you are going to present now at this performance, the way I got it was that it is going to talk about desire, but is it going to have a narrative line, or is it going to be more abstract presentation of emotional or physical experiences?
Yeah. I mean, it's not narrative, but it's dealing a lot with like pictures or images or cliches. So in that way, it's very recognizable what we do. So it's like, but it doesn't have a story or anything to follow somehow. It's more like picking up pieces here and there from this like this world, whatever that would be.
Does it contain humor?
Yes.
Indeed.
But it's made from, I mean, the point of view where we come from is deeply serious and very, very much love. And we've also worked very hard on not being ironic in any way.